We're taking 500, yes, 500 homeless men, women, and children to the spectacular downtown Dallas Omni Hotel for Christmas. They all get new clothes, fabulous gifts, lots of love. We hold a huge mega banquet for them and in their honor. But most important, Rick, when they wake up on Christmas morning, it's in a warm, safe bed at the Omni, not in a cardboard box under a bridge somewhere.
What's the budget for this event?
Fair question. We get asked all the time, what's this thing cost? And the answer is it costs about $100 per homeless person. The city of Dallas has a huge heart, and they graciously step up every year and help us fund the event with those donations.
Do you still have the old, 85 Ford Econoline?
So we started the Supermobile way back in 2003 with a 1985 Ford Econoline van. At the time, it had about 250,000 miles. We still have it. It's got over 300,000 miles. It runs a little bit of slow. It's got a few creaks and makes a little bit of noise, but it's still in the fleet, and it's still part of the Supermobile. And it's the one that brung us to the dance. So my goal is to always have it part of our fleet.
You serve 200,000 people a year? 200,000 meals a year?
Yeah, in the first year, we served 5,000 meals out of that old van. And when we served those 5,000 meals, we thought at the time it was a lot, but now we do serve more than 200,000 meals a year.
How has the event changed since that first year?
The event has evolved and gotten bigger and bigger. For example, the first year of the event, I think we had maybe 50 volunteers came to help us at the Hyatt. But this year, coming to the Omni, we'll have more than 2,500 volunteers come from the community to help us with the event.
So it's five volunteers for every homeless guest.
Yes. In fact, what we have to do every year, we literally have to close off the volunteer slots. We get too many people that want to come to the event.
I wonder if you could share a personal story of someone who's come through this event.
Last summer, I was going to, Mayor Rawlings had an event at the Katy Trail Ice House. And when I got there, one of the gentlemen that worked at the restaurant came up to me and he said, "Soup Man," he said, "you probably don't remember me, but I was at your Christmas event last year. And when I got there and I saw all those volunteers that were there for me, it really gave me hope." And he said, "I determined at the event itself that I was going to turn my life around." And he said, when Christmas was over, he said, "I went out and started looking for jobs. And I got a job here at the Ice House." And he said, "I got myself an apartment now." Literally, he said, that event turned my life around. And I tell you what, to me, that just touched my heart so deeply, knowing we had made an impact on this young man. And he's just one of many stories like that, where this event gives people, homeless people, real hope that somebody does care about them.
Think back a decade ago, even before you started the Supermobile, what was it that kind of sparked the idea?
So, Rick, I was never homeless myself, but I grew up in a household where food was scarce. So as a child, I experienced hunger on a regular basis, but it wasn't just the hunger, it was the fear that went with the hunger of not knowing if we'd get another meal. Mm-hmm. So as I grew up into adulthood, that hunger that I experienced as a child gave me real compassion for the homeless who struggle to find food every day.
It must be hard after an event like this, or even after, you know, driving the truck or one of the trucks around during the day, to walk away and go back to your comfortable home. How do you work through that?
All right. So, you know, I keep remembering that God did not send the soup man to be the savior of the world. He sent a guy called Jesus. So it's not our job to save everybody, but I believe it's our job to make a difference in the lives of the less fortunate. And I don't mean just for the Supermobile. I think for everybody on the planet, every day when we feed the homeless, not just feeding their stomachs, but we feel like in a very powerful way that we're feeding their souls with some hope and some caring and some love and compassion. And we just think that makes a real long-lasting difference.
David Timothy, good luck with your event on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and thanks for coming in.
My pleasure to be here.